La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS, St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
There you go. And get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the grave. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Okay. Wait, here's another one. Why do women have boobs? So you got something to look at while you're talking to them.
Over, if I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as
I don't know
you all go for it.
That's
you know you do.
Shock
jock
stuff.
Yeah, there's a little on the edge.
Shock jock.
All the time. Enough with that. I'm sick of hearing that.
Holy cow. Oh, it's the Big 550 KTRS. We are the large morning show in the afternoon. What? You don't think we're the large morning show
all day
afternoon?
Long. I keep making notes to myself, and there's this one thing I needed to do today, and I've forgotten to do it. All day long. I had post-it notes in 8 different places, and
those,
I still forgot.
What was it?
Female products?
No, yeah. It's just a stupid little thing, but it's just annoying that you can't remember.
Stop at the store and pick up some pontoons.
He's going to be trouble today.
Today.
Every day. Sorry. Holy cow. So, Frank, who was on yesterday and stayed with us all day, even we went over.
First time ever.
Yeah, we went overtime yesterday till 7 o'clock, and he was actually on vacation, so he decided to come on yesterday. But the rest of the week, he will not be with us. He will be on vacation, so it's just us. So you're stuck with us, and this will be the longest couple days till Christmas in your life.
Yeah. Well, it's about time he took a vacation.
Heck yeah. So, we always open the show with, and we'll take phone calls. I mean, feel free to jump in here with anything you want to talk about, any topic. Well, we're not going to really talk about some of the stuff and the crap that's been going on.
We covered yesterday.
We covered everything that happened over the past couple of days yesterday, and frankly, we're kind of tired of talking about it. But anything else, if you want to talk about shopping, if you want to talk about presents or something, if you can't find something. And
yeah, that tough to find gift.
You need to find it. So, you know what? Just give us a call and help us out, please.
Inspiration.
Yeah, we do have some stuff, though. We're going to give some Santa's Magical Kingdom passes away because Bill brought in some stuff that we're going to do. Later on, a little game that we'll play.
Yeah, like a regular Bob Barker over here.
Yeah. He's cool.
Yeah.
So we open up the show with the Burke segment. Mr. Burke was a teacher that Frank had, a history teacher in high school, and he used to say, does anyone have anything to say?
I do.
Karen Vale, everybody.
Well, thank you. Just a couple of quick things. First of all, I was reading, somewhere, that there are a few websites now that let you send an email to yourself and to others years.
I did it.
In the future. You did?
I already did it yesterday.
Really?
I saw the website. I'll find it. I'll find the website so we can give it out to everybody
What is it exactly?
Okay, so like Ian in this case, there are a few of them. There aren't very many, apparently.
Right.
Not yet. But there are a few websites that allow you to go and email yourself or someone else, and that email will actually arrive years in the future.
Yeah.
So it just goes
that's kind of a cool time capsule sort of thing, don't you think?
So it's kind of like when you send something in the mail now, it arrives years later.
Yeah. Ah, I see what you did there.
I guess. That's kind of a neat
thing. No, I did. I sent myself an email yesterday for the day of my 40th birthday.
Really?
Yeah, and you put your email address in, you type a little message to yourself, and tell it what date you want it sent on.
Hey, what happens
if you're not going to have the same email?
Yeah, what happens
well,
that, if
you yeah, that's a problem. But, I would imagine most people, well, the females even around.
Well, would you like to share and tell us what you wrote to yourself
on
your 40th
birthday? I said happy 40th birthday, and I called myself a
big dumb kid.
A dirty name.
imagine somebody else has an email address when you're 40.
Yeah, the same one.
I don't know if that's a.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I'll find the website I found yesterday. And
yeah, come
give
back
it out
and
later.
Talk about that when you do find it. And the only other thing I wanted to mention, we are a radio family here that eats McDonald's. They're a great advertiser. But I just have to say, and they don't have antenna balls that I'm aware of. So watch for the Jack in the Box antenna balls commercial.
Oh, I saw
it. The new one.
Yeah, with the two guys.
With the blowy thing?
Yeah, the blowy
thing.
Oh,
my gosh. I think it's hysterical.
Cool.
It is hysterical.
Blowy things are cool, aren't they?
Yeah, and he wants a string. Cool. I want a string.
Yeah, they're cool.
Oh, watch for that. That's all I have.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Does anyone else have anything to say?
I got a little something.
Oh, William Clubman, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Well, I'm just one little thing. I'm really sick and tired of when I hold the door open for women when they shoot you the skunk eye. You get this? When you hold the door, you go
some
to a
women.
Service.
Yeah. I do not do that.
A lot.
Yeah, Frank mentions that.
In my experience, it's more women than men. Sometimes the men, too. But you go to a service station or a department store or the grocery store or whatever. You hold the door. I try to be a courteous fella.
Mm-hmm.
And they just look at you like, what the heck do you think you're doing?
Yeah, like you're trying to rape me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm holding the door open.
You know how you avoid that.
Don't hold the door for them.
There you go.
Let's expand on that. Here's what I'm tired of this shopping season is checking out in a store, and I'm the one that says, and I was brought up this
I was
brought up in retailing, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, or I don't care what you say, Happy Hanukkah and get it wrong. I'm not Jewish, but say something. Yeah. Don't say nothing. And then I say it to them, and they're like, oh, thanks.
Right.
And then they still stupidly don't even say anything back.
I just talked to a friend of mine today. Just talked to him today, and he said, and he's working part-time at a store. He's actually teaching. He's teaching at UMSL and teaching broadcasting, by the way. But he's also working part-time at some store. I can't remember. It's more of an electronics-type store. And somebody heard him say, Merry Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas to a customer. Yeah. And the assistant manager or the manager came over and told him, you can't say that.
Oh, you can't say that.
He goes, what do you mean I can't say that? I can say Merry Christmas. He goes, no, you just say Happy Holidays.
Oh, that's crap. No, that is crap.
But they got into it about offending people. He goes, I haven't offended anybody. I just said Merry Christmas.
The fact that he's telling him not to do it, he should say he's offended by that.
Well, then he said, so he did, he goes, okay, I'll really try. And the guy looked at him and he said, no, you're not. I know you better than that. You're not going to try. And he goes, no, I really will. And when he walked away, he said, hey, Merry Christmas!
Well, and you know what? I always say this. There is no constitutional guarantee that you will never be offended in this life.
Bingo.
So too bad. You know, I work with just a real nice couple at my school, and they're Jewish. And I was going down the hall, Merry Christmas, and everybody's saying it to everybody. And as I passed him, I said that, and then I thought, no, wait. Wrong, and he starts laughing, and I said, Happy Hanukkah. He said, that's right, but, you know, so what?
Yeah.
And Hanukkah starts on Sunday. Sundown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sundown on Christmas Day. So that's when Hanukkah starts. So we have Hanukkah and Christmas on the same day. So there you go. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. I think everyone should wear shirts or something, some sort of tag, to let us know
what to say.
Yeah. You have to wear something, like wear a little menorah or something like that, a little menorah to let everyone know, or just a shirt that says, I celebrate Christmas, tell me Merry Christmas. I celebrate Hanukkah, tell me Hanukkah.
I don't think most people are offended. That's just a handful of nut jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. And the news media and just the media in general has blown this up to where the little handful of people who get offended and the media has blown
offended.
It up. Yeah.
Get over it. That's what I say.
Yeah, screw you. Merry Christmas. Screw you and Merry Christmas, by the way. Okay. Was that it?
That's all I've got.
I don't even remember what you said. Anybody else?
Man. Oh, wow.
Merry Christmas, Dan.
I've had a lot on my mind.
Hey, by the way, I had a call. Guy said futureme.org. Futureme.org you can go to and send yourself an email for the future.
I think that's the one.
Oh, I'm fun.
Futureme.org.
It's kind of like a time capsule, too, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of write what's going on now. And
yeah. And that was Trevor Nickerson, ladies and gentlemen, who's in filling my spot and doing a great job.
Better
don't
job.
Don't do too good. You know.
Better job than Norm.
Better job than me. Thanks, Trevor. Do you have anything to say for the Burke segment?
Yeah, I have one quick thing.
He brought in food, too. That was
normal. Oh, that's right.
Mom, oh, my goodness.
That's for my mom.
Yes, a thank you to your mom, and I would love the recipe for her chocolate fudge. Excellent.
Now, that's the fudge without the
nuts
in it.
That's right.
I like the nuts.
Okay,
no.
She has those, but we scarf those down.
No.
Already, so
you did?
That's the ones that are left.
Now, there's oatmeal cookies, which are outstanding, and she has some chocolate chip cookies with some nuts in them.
Yeah, they're good.
And then the fudge. So you packed the cookies, right? And your mom put the fudge in the tin?
I heard Trevor did pack the fudge, too.
He did the fudge, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. And folks, I heard that three times before we went on.
Nobody saw that one.
They were in your room.
Merry Christmas.
I
can't let that go.
I know.
I heard on the news earlier today, and this has been going on for a couple days now, about this... Tukey Williams, who was the founder of the Crips gang.
Yeah,
Chris. Not the Chris.
Chris. That's the Keebler Elves.
Yeah.
That's
their gang.
The Chris. Hey,
that
I'm with the Crisp. We're going to beat your butt.
Yo, yo.
The Crisp and the... Crips and the
founder
Woods.
Of the Crips.
The Ruffles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, I heard today that there was a bunch of people at his funeral today. He was laid out. People showed up. Believe it or not, Jesse Jackson showed up. Snoop Dogg was going to show up. Is it just me, or did I miss something here?
It's just you.
Yeah, it's just you.
I mean, this guy founded a gang, and he was charged and convicted of murdering four people.
Yeah.
Did I miss something here? I mean, the one woman says here, Tukey's words were able to do what no judge or probation officer was able to do.
I'm going to kill you. That's what his words were. I don't leave witnesses behind.
I hope Stanley's spirit continues to live in the name of peace. I guess I missed something.
Well, they say he did some good after he got in jail.
And turned his life around.
Right, exactly. But they forgot about the people that
that's
he killed.
That's my point. What about the four people that he... Yeah.
Well, and my point is, if you didn't sit on death row for 20 or 25 years, you wouldn't be given the chance to do any kind of good.
Yeah.
You would have already been executed for murdering four people.
Yeah.
So,
rest in Chris.
Yeah, rest in Chris. We should start a gang with the Chris.
That's all for me.
That's all you got.
Anybody else?
I got a couple things.
Wow. Oh, Peon.
Yes. A round of applause. I found out today that totaled the car.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you don't remember, folks, Ian was involved in a single car accident.
Last Sunday, yeah.
And he slammed into one of those concrete medians.
Right.
And deployed both airbags.
Both airbags deployed.
Oh, man.
And
smashed the front end pretty severely, found out today. So.
Total the car. Luckily, he wasn't hurt.
They said about $14,000 damage.
Oh, my God.
And the car was valued at about $15,000. So I will be in the market for a new car, I guess, coming up.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, we went to Grant's Farm. They have like a started a holiday, a Christmas thing this year. And we went there, and you drive through the park there, and they got a bunch of lights and stuff set up, and reindeer in the stables there alongside the Clydesdales. So
was Rudolph there?
Yeah, Rudolph was there. Yeah,
oh,
and Donner Blitzen. Yeah, a couple.
Wow.
So that was neat. We did that, and let's see what else do I have here.
Hey,
the theater owners are working with the FCC to allow the blocking of cell phone signals in theaters, which I think is a great thing.
I think
really.
Just block the cell phone signals completely. You don't have a problem
inside.
When you're inside the theater.
Right.
Because it's a good thing for kids to be able to call for a ride home or
in
something.
In the lobby.
Outside.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. I hate that because I'm sitting in a movie a couple times and all of a sudden you hear this.
Oh, the people that...
It's like, don't you have Vibrate on your phone? I don't have Vibrate.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Don't some schools do that? Block the cell phone signal from getting in the school?
So I'm not aware of it.
Yeah,
it's quite possible, I guess.
I thought I heard of that before.
And another thing, there was a survey done, and it found out not as many people are washing their hands in the bathroom as they say they are.
Really?
Yeah, so that's a problem. People, wash your hands after
going
to the bathroom.
You know, it sounds to me like Ian's getting ready to be a dad or something. I mean, he's really thinking about all the common sense things.
Wash your hands,
you know?
Cell phones. Yeah.
Sounds like maybe he's going to try out for his own show here.
Yeah.
Piano player.
Piano in the morning.
Yeah. Going on here.
You just you reminded me of something, if you don't mind me stealing your segment.
Go ahead.
I went to see King Kong over the weekend, and this has never happened to me before. I don't know if this has happened to you all before. I went to the movies. I won't say what theater.
A guy tried to pick you up?
No. Well, that's happened before.
What?
I hate to say it. And we're sitting there, and we're watching the previews, and I noticed it's a little blurry. I can't see the screen. I think, well, maybe it's just maybe they're running the commercials on a different video thing or something. It'll be fun or whatever. So we go along. The next commercial that they play, it's even a little more blurry. I'm starting to wonder a little bit. So now they start to roll the previews. You can't see a thing on the screen. So they kind of bring the lights up a little bit, and this little 16, 17-year-old kid, we've got it under control. Everything will be okay. Don't worry. We'll be. All right, so 5 minutes goes by. They start it again. It's 10 times worse than it was to begin with. The manager finally comes out and says, I'm sorry, the machine is broke. You guys are not going to be able to see the movie tonight.
Whoa.
See you later.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I thought you were going to say Richard Golden popped out of the screen or something.
Yeah. No.
It was just the most bizarre thing. Apparently, something on the machine had busted right at the right time, and so we all had to. And it was at 10. It was a 10 o'clock screening, so we couldn't go to another theater. They sent us all home, and gave us refunds.
You know what? Only one time ever going to the movies has there ever been a problem, and I know exactly what it was. I saw the movie Toy Story as a premiere, and. In two parts, most of those films, I guess, come in two reels. And the first part, it was great, and everybody's just amazed. Because that's the first time that kind of animation had ever been seen by anyone. Mm-hmm. We're all, ooh, ah, watching this. So as they go to switch reels, the second reel had been wound and delivered to the theater, tails out.
Oh.
So it was the end, the actual end of the movie. Yeah. And they started showing it, and everybody's like, huh? It was so, and so they put the house lights up, and they had to take an intermission and rewind the reel correctly, and then start it. Yeah, that's the only time ever. But that kind of stuff, I guess, can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt so bad for the poor manager, because luckily it wasn't totally full, otherwise the poor guy would have had a fight on his hands.
Oh,
it was opening weekend, and I felt so sorry for the guy, but he gave everybody refunds, and I guess that's cool. But
yeah. Which theater?
I can't. I'm not going to say chicken.
Yeah. And one final thing. One
oh, my
of,
God.
Karen's favorite places, Alaska.
Alaska?
Right.
Oh.
One town outside of Anchorage, I guess, their winter solstice is starting up there.
Huh?
So one town in Alaska, the sun will be going down tonight and will not be returning for a month. Does that sound appealing or what?
That's depressing.
That's way north. Oh, my goodness.
And doesn't in the summertime, doesn't that stay light?
Yep.
Like 20?
They have a day where it stays light 24 hours.
It depends where you are, though. The state is so huge. If you're in southeast Alaska, you know, from like Vancouver, Canada, and you kind of go along the coastline there, it will never get totally dark, but it isn't like the sun is up in the sky. That's kind of a misnomer. But if you go far north, yes, that's true.
All right, here's a dumb question. Alaska, cold all year round?
No, depends on the part. Again, that southeastern part is very much like Seattle and Vancouver. It's very moderate.
Right.
It doesn't get real cold. But if you go Fairbanks, Nome, the Arctic Circle, and Anchorage can be pretty cold. And there's even parts in the Northern Inside Passage that get very cold. So that's the geography.
Yeah, sounds great to me. Not seeing the sun for a month.
No kidding, a month. How do you know when you wake up?
But you make up for it in the summer when you see it all the time.
You make up for it.
I've heard the suicide rate's bad up there.
Especially,
because of all the darkness. Everybody's depressed all the time.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Seattle, I heard suicide
rates.
Seattle,
and there's a little town in Colorado, and I believe it's Grand Lake. It's on the back side of the Front Range, the western side, and they get so much snow, and people get snowed in so much that there's a pretty high drug and suicide and depression.
Watch out for those crisps.
Yeah, the crisp will come after you.
That's all I got.
All right, Peon contributed to the bread. That was beautiful. Man, he had a lot of stuff, too.
Notes and everything.
You know, for a couple weeks.
We're going to tell Frank how much you contributed.
Extra credit
was pretty awesome, man. That was awesome. I guess we should take a break, and then we'll come back and take your calls. The phones are ringing, so you can give us a call at 969-KTRS. Which is 5877.
Ooh.
So, 969-5877 or, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
What is
1-888-550-KTRS. Okay, give us a call. We'll be back right after these on the Big 550 KTRS.
Someone once said, people don't notice whether it's winter or summer when they're happy. Of course, joy comes with the holidays, especially during the season's best sales event. Where keeping the bliss, no matter what the season, is as easy as starting up a Cadillac CTS. Its bold styling, unmistakable presence, and responsive power leave the winter blues in the dust. And if that doesn't have you shouting out with glee, we don't know what will. Cadillac CTS, at the season's best sales event. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease it at 2006 Cadillac 2.8-liter CTS for around $299 a month. Low mileage lease for 39 months. $1,199 to lease signing after season's best bonus. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, dealer fees extra. Mileage charge at 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Example based on survey, your payments may vary. Residency restrictions apply. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, Don, said, let's go, let's go. He heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in, and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
Open New Year's Day. 8 St. Louis area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
President Casino is better than ever. Win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes in the President Casino's Holiday Swipe and Win Game, November 7th through December 23rd. Swipe your player's card at the Holiday Swipe and Win kiosk and see what you've won. Every swipe's a winner. One swipe per person per gaming day. The President Casino, the only casino in downtown St. Louis, offers the loosest slots, your favorite table games, and live poker action every day. So play the Holiday Swipe and Win Game at the President Casino to win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes.
It's the ultimate casino hot spot downtown.
Tired of going to the pump only to drive away with a guilt trip? Trade in your gas guzzler SUV to Frank Lita Acura or Dave Munganest Acura for a vehicle with efficiency and passenger space. The Acura MDX has everything you're looking for. It's fuel efficient, ultra-low emissions, and believe it or not, a 7-passenger vehicle. You can drive away today in the MDX with a $399 per month lease. And you won't believe the fuel efficiency of the powerful Acura TL. Stop by Frank Lita Acura or Dave Munganest Acura and make your trip into a Gateway Acura dealer guilt-free.
Ellie Smith Jewelers and Gifts invites you to shop their impressive selection of Bulova watches for everyone on your gift list. Ellie Smith, formerly Grandpa's Jewelry, has 3 St. Louis area stores, each with over 6,000 square feet of beautiful diamond rings, bracelets, earrings, charms, and a special collection of Bulova watches. Bulova watches are beautifully designed, casual or dress-up. Bulova watches are the perfect gift. Or shop Ellie Smith's giftware department for precious moments, Waterford, Fenton Glass, and more. Their no-pressure consultants will help you find the right piece of jewelry or giftware to fit every budget. Serving the St. Louis area for over 40 years, Ellie Smith offers the best prices and largest selection. They really do. So this holiday season, visit Ellie Smith Jewelers and Gifts to shop the finest Bulova watches that continues keeping America's time for generations. In South County, across from the JCPenney Catalog Store, in Collinsville at Highway 255 and Collinsville Road, or in Fairview Heights on Highway 159, you are sure to find that perfect holiday gift for everyone on your list.
Nancy Grace here. Each and every night on Headline News, we listen to the arguments.
Explain to me. I want to believe you.
We look at the evidence.
This guy has her blood on his tennis shoe.
And then just call it straight.
The defense might as well pack up and go home.
I guess some people just can't handle the truth. So be it. The tough questions, the hard answers. I'm ready. So, hey, bring it on.
Nancy Grace, only in prime time on Headline News. Weeknights, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Just in time. It's the two-day mega sale at Kohl's. Get spectacular savings store-wide Tuesday and Wednesday only. Save 50 to 60% on family sweaters and winter outerwear. Take 50% off all Play Pool and Little Tykes toys. Get a KitchenAid Classic Plus stand mixer for $169.99. Remington razors for just $59.99. And take an extra 10% off fine and sterling silver jewelry. Already 50 to 60% off. The two-day mega sale Tuesday and Wednesday at Kohl's. Expect great things.
3:39 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic. It's sponsored by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's two-day mega sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find mega savings on hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide. Sweaters, sleepwear, fine jewelry, toys, a lot more at Kohl's. Expect great things. Westbound 40 between the Science Center and Hanley is slow down. On eastbound 40, the last Missouri exit, Broadway, bridge crews out again. Exit ramp is closed, 11th Street. Exit is the alternate traffic backed up to Union Station. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, traffic slowing. Eastbound 70 between Salisbury and 6th Street, slow traffic. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, road crews were out. It's cleared up and traffic is slow near the Illinois Bank. Northbound 55 between Park and the Poplar, a slowdown. Northbound on Tethon Ferry at Mattis Road, a report of an accident. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550, KTRS.
Thanks, Frank. How long has it been since you've been to Argosy Casino, Alton, huh? Been a while? Time to go back. Time to go back. Check out the Outfitters Grill, the Captain's Table Buffet, the Great Axe, and the Argosy Music Hall, among other things. And speaking of that, the Jazz and Blues Night Concert Series has returned. Free concerts starring Kelly Hunt coming up January 27th. Now, Kelly Hunt, making quite a name for herself. She has a new single, New Shade of Blue. It has hit number 9 on the Billboard Blues charts and is getting critical acclaim. This is your chance to see what all the hype is about. If you like blues, jazz, or just enjoy great live music, Argosy Music Hall, January 27th, 7 o'clock.
free. Tickets only available the day of the show. Now, if you want more information about what's going on at Argus Sea Casino Alton, it's as easy as picking up the phone and calling 1-800-711-GAME. That's 1-800-711-GAME, Argus Sea Casino Alton.
Hark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, ding dong and cut, Christmas is here, bringing the cheer, two young and old, drink and a boat, ding dong and dong, that is their song, ding, joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of a cheer from everywhere, filling the air, oh how they sound, raising the sound, oh here and there, telling their tale, daily they ring, while people sing songs of the cheer, Christmas is here, ding dong and dong.
I love this song.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I'm talking because Bill Clevelin loves this song.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite.
He won't have to use.
There are a lot of people that love right now.
There are.
Bring him through the front door.
Who is it? Gayla Peavy.
Oh, man.
Oh, he would know.
I would know.
It's on the Dr. Domino Christmas CD.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, how old was she when she recorded it?
You know what? I read it once.
63.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a girl?
Yeah, yeah. Gayla Peavy? Is that
Gayla Peavy.
Gayla. Yeah. Gayla Peavy. On the Dr. Demento Christmas CD. So, because we always get calls from people when they...
This is it.
There you go. Oh, yeah, the big band.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I think she did this when she was like 12 years old or 10 years old or something.
Such a cute voice.
Mom says a hippo would eat me up for thin. Teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian.
It's like a hippopotamus.
Stupid.
It's a Christmas song.
There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I see him on Christmas morning creeping down the
This is the first time I've ever really listened to the words.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bill Clevelin?
Yeah, thanks for playing that. I'm glad I came in for that. Yeah.
To tell everybody who that was, and Gayla Peavy, yeah.
Yeah, she's like a Sunday school teacher in San Diego now. She did like one song, like, I don't know, when she was 14 or 12.
Long,
or
I don't know how long ago.
Probably 10 or 12, yeah.
And we will play some more. We're going to play some more goofy Christmas songs, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's our favorites.
Can we play that one again?
Oh, sure. We'll play that one for you.
Well, you'll hear it again somewhere else.
Yeah. Yes, I will.
Just for you. Should we hit the, let's hit the phones. What do you say? Yeah.
Steve looks like he's up first there.
Oh, hello, Steve.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, gang?
Good, how are you?
Hello, Steve.
Great. The peon's story about the theater reminded me of a time I was in the theater. Someone else will get that line.
I hope so.
You're busy.
What a trooper.
Holy cow.
Yeah. But anyway, we were
anyway.
In the theater. Thank you. In the theater, and all of a sudden this woman, and there weren't very many people there, but the woman down in front of you, Rose, stands up and says, "Oh my God, he's not breathing. Someone help me."
Oh.
And this guy she's with had like slumped forward over the next row of chairs, and he was huge. He weighed about 250 pounds,
That's guy. That
that's
huge.
How much Dan weighs.
Man, that's
Bill Cleveland weight.
That's the average weight in here for the movie, guys.
It's like
so, you know, I run down there, and, you know, he's breathing, would kind of drag him out in the aisle and lay him down, and there happens to be a couple of off-duty EMS people in the theater, but we clear the theater, we get the lights up, everyone's waiting in the lobby, and, you know, the ambulance comes, they go in there, and pretty soon, you know, we're all waiting, gee, we want to see the rest of our movie, you know, hope the guy's okay, and we were assured he was all right, he'd had some kind of a, I don't know, a seizure, but he comes walking down the hallway out of the theater, and we're all saying, okay, we'll get to go back in and see the rest of the movie. He gets on halfway down the hallway, and he, like, vomits all over the place. The floor, the wall.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere.
Holy popcorn.
And the manager says, okay, show's canceled.
Movie's over.
Oh, man. Did you already start the movie?
Yeah. We were about halfway through one of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, man.
Oh, buddy.
So, you know, we had to put off seeing the rest of that one.
I guess that's a good thing. You don't want to be sitting in a theater.
Oh, and
with,
that takes a while.
Well, we would have had to, like, pole vault over this puddle.
Oh, man.
Holy cow.
Pole
vault. That's a bad movie.
Well, that's it. That's my movie.
Oh, sorry. Man. Oh, thanks, Steve.
All right.
Thanks. Sorry.
Merry Christmas, Steve.
You too.
Thank you.
Holy cow.
If I see... Oh. That anywhere, I get the impulse to join them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It is so.
Do you remember that when you were in school, that like sawdust stuff?
Pencil shavings.
The janitor used to come out. It's like oil dry or something.
Yeah.
And sprinkle it on there. Hey, who threw up?
Yeah.
And you always knew. Everybody always. It's spread through the school.
Yeah, the entire school knows in 20 minutes.
Yeah, Bobby threw up.
Dan's up next here.
Hello, Dan.
Hey guys, I'm in the PM.
Hallelujah.
I got a couple of jokes.
Who's on the other? Is there somebody on the other line with you?
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's my friend Jamila. Say hi.
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 Hey. You know now, Dan. Frank is on vacation today, so
I know I ain't got. I know y'all ain't gonna get the shotgun out, but I just tried anyway. Just
as long as you know.
All right. If a girl with a big doorbells,
doorbells.
doorbells. It's another term.
If a girl with big,
doorbells.
Works at Hooters, where does a girl with one leg work?
IHOP?
Yep. Okay. I got another one.
It takes five of us, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Can you say the A word on the radio?
No.
Just say behind or...
Like Al or something? Or
yeah, just say butt.
No, it won't make sense.
What do you want to say, ass?
I guess I could say that. Okay. What do you get?
You can't follow it with another word, though.
I know.
Okay.
What do you get when you get a donkey and an onion?
Stinky. Oh, no. I know what it is.
A piece of blank that makes you cry.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. A piece of blank.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. I mean, you knew what the word was.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Dan.
Well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay.
You and your girlfriend have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dan.
All right, bye.
All right. Harvey. Harvey's up next here.
Harvey?
Mm-hmm.
Ho, ho, Harvey.
Good day.
Hey, Harvey.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas, Harvey.
And you too, Frank.
No.
Oh, boy.
He's on vacation.
We'll pass it on.
He said Merry Christmas.
Now, I do have some pickup lines here, and you stop me if any of these you think are too off-color. There's no words, bad words, just these are kind of visual type things.
Okay. Did you write these?
No, actually, I'm not that smart a guy. I had gotten these off of the Internet from a friend of mine.
Okay.
I love every bone in your body. especially mine.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's
one.
Is that Windex because I can see myself in your pants?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
You're doing
great.
Keep going.
I may not be Fred Flintstone, but I bet I can make your bedrock.
Oh, man.
Are these all ones you've tried and they haven't worked?
Yeah.
I've gotten maced.
Oh,
yeah,
I guess so.
Here's a final one. Want to play house? You be the screen door and I'll slam you all night long. Merry Christmas, all of you.
No, thanks, and Harvey.
All of you, good night.
Oh, you too, Harvey.
I can't imagine why those don't work.
Yeah.
I don't
get any of them.
No.
It's really weird.
We'll take one more.
We have time for one more?
Michael.
Okay. It's right here. Hello, Michael.
Hi there, guys. I need the problem solvers.
Oh, boy.
So do we.
Yeah. No kidding. We do, too. But we can try because we have the main problem solver missing. But
well, you can handle it. Trust me.
Okay. Well, we are. Oh, hang on.
The problem solvers.
Okay, Michael, what's your problem?
I was out of the country until last night for 9 days.
Out of the country?
And so I'm on vacation. So I get back. And I turn on my favorite radio station, and I hear people talking about what's happened, but I don't know what's happened, and nobody knows.
We don't know either.
Well, what is it that nobody in your station will talk about? Just a synopsis, a 30-second synopsis would be great. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, first of all, you have to clarify what's your favorite station.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on at WIL today.
No.
You're AM
I hope
and
you understand. I mean, this is perplexing because I don't know what's up.
Ooh, good word, perplexing.
Mm, yeah, it is. It's pretty perplexing. Do you? We sworn that because we dedicated the entire show.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday to
even overtime.
Yeah, to we even went a half hour overtime to everything that's been going on.
Do you have the internet, Michael?
Yeah.
I would just do a search on the internet, or either search the Post-Dispatch website or...
Deb Peterson had an article.
And Dan Caesar wrote a column, too.
Oh, yeah, Dan Caesar wrote a couple column?
Columns.
Channel 5's site, he can find it there, too.
Yeah. Channel 5, yeah, KSDK.com.
So they've got it on their website. See, I didn't get the newspaper while it was gone, either, so I don't have any... I was looking for that stuff. Can't find it.
Oh, they have it all archived on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go through that and find it then.
Oh, yeah, just put KTRS on all that stuff, and the stuff will pop up there. And
I've got one good pickup line for you that's worked for me a lot.
Uh-oh. Can we use it on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go up to a girl, and you say, you know what? I've paid for worse than you.
Oh. And it worked.
And the pickup line?
Yep. Man.
Wow. Where were you out of the country?
Dominican Republic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, were you, is it a vacation?
Yeah.
Now, I've heard, and my dad's gone there too, and I heard that it's a great place to go for vacation. Do you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's magnificent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it really, really is.
That's all I've heard from everyone that's gone there. They say Dominican Republic is turning almost into another, like, Jamaica type thing. It's a lot, you know.
It's a lot better than Jamaica because the country's a lot more friendly.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And, but it's so undeveloped, you cannot imagine.
Yeah.
The abject poverty that you pass by from the airport to the resort areas will astound you.
Really?
I mean, I've traveled the world and I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
I've never been to Africa, but. It is unreal.
Wow.
They told us that the average person who works down there in a factory outside in Jamaica making clothes for Tommy Hilfiger and people like that make $150 a month. And if they work in the hotels, they make anywhere from $200 to $250 a week. And what they do is they work 11 days, they get 3 days off. And the 11 days they work, they stay on site because they live all over the island, so they can't leave and come back. There's no transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So they live on site in barracks that the hotels build for them, and they work from 7 in the morning until 11 at night, and work 11 days, then they're off 3, and they make between $200 and $250 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, we had heard that those hotel jobs are like gold down there. It's
Right.
Yeah, that's how they do it in Jamaica, too. They do this a similar thing.
Well, as you travel the world, you should call in and give us, you know, worldwide reports.
Yeah, we're in the world as Michael.
We've learned a little something today.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fortunate. but it was an eye-opening experience. I'd love to go back. I wouldn't want to live there. I've been to a lot of places in the Caribbean where I'd enjoy living.
Yeah.
But it's not a place that is yet I would like to live at. There are a couple enclaves there on the eastern end of the island, part of the island in the Punta Cana area, where there are some German settlements of about 700, 800 people, another settlement of Italian and predominantly Italian and Spanish people. More from Europe and settled there, and they have their own little enclaves. But they have security at their places there, and these are not expensive places. This isn't like when you go over to the other part of the island and go to over at Pete Dye's place. My mind just went blank about where over at the Teeth of the Dog.
I don't know.
I can't think of the name of the resort over there. But anyway, it's not like that with a house of $2 and $3 million.
Yeah.
Holy cow. It's a very, very interesting place to visit and to stay on site.
Yeah.
But the facilities, the pricing and stuff, you can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard all good things about going to the Dominican.
Now, Michael, when you're like driving down the street, are there homeless people and people living in boxes? Is it that bad or?
No, you don't see homeless people. Okay. What it is, you know, all over the Caribbean, the Haitians are the New World slaves. And no matter where you go to in the Caribbean, they bring in Haitians who are off, you know, off the books, off the record, illegal aliens, you want to call them that, to do the real bad work. And they live in conditions and for pay that you can't imagine, that even the people living on the islands won't do.
Yeah. All right, hey, Michael.
Standard.
We got a we're pressed for time here right now.
All right, well, good luck.
But thanks, and check that stuff out, and you'll find it.
Good luck.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
All right, we will take a break, and we'll be back on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, this is probably the time of year when a lot of people have their homes the cleanest that they are all year. I think some people maybe don't ever really, really clean their homes till this time of year. Oh, holidays, people coming over, let's clean the house. The place to begin is any of the 7 Oreck Home Care Center stores. Check these specials out. You buy an upright vacuum system from Oreck, you get a free dry carpet cleaning kit. Free. If you buy 1 Air8 Signature Air Purifier, you get the second one for half price. You save $100 when you buy an Oreck Total Cleaning System, which includes an Oreck Vacuum and an Oreck Air Purifier or Floor Orbiter Machine. $100. When you buy that package. And ask for a free dry carpet cleaning demonstration. Bring in your car mat. That's a good thing to bring in. They'll clean it at no charge just to show you how well their dry carpet cleaning system works. They also offer financing, 12 months interest-free. Check these stores out. A lot of great products. A lot of great gift ideas, too. Your 7 St. Louis area Oreck Home Care Centers.
ProPlan has a passion for pets, and we're committed to doing our part to help nourish and protect them. That's why we've reformulated the foods you count on to nourish your kitten's protective systems. Now, ProPlan Kitten Food contains DHA, a nutrient also found in mother's milk, for brain and vision development. Our dedication to protecting pets extends beyond the food bowl. We're committed to protecting pets inside and out. Our involvement and support of pet rescue efforts help ensure rescued cats receive the nutrition and care they need and deserve. Please join us in our mission. Rally to rescue and support a rescue organization in your community. From providing specialized nutrition for your cat to supporting cat rescue in your community, ProPlan protects while it nourishes. Come to PetSmart for a complete selection of ProPlan formulas, and we'll help you choose the right one for your cat's unique nutritional needs.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. For the first time ever, everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's the entire stock of suits, sport coats, blazers, and tuxedos, half off. Every sweater, top coat, and leather coat, half off. Plus, all sport shirts, dress shirts, even handcrafted silk ties, half off. Quite simply, everything is half off. Remember, the sale is Tuesday only, and we're opening early at 7 and staying late. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. All of America's best menswear, except shoes, half off. That's everything, everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road in Creve Court, and in Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
From ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston. A bipartisan group of senators is now calling for hearings on domestic spying at the request of the White House. The story is still making headlines today. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
A mix of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate is now talking of investigative hearings, although the White House warns the surveillance of some domestic terrorist contacts is still highly classified. Vice President Cheney adds he and the president believe very deeply there is still what Cheney calls a hell of a threat from terrorists. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
President Bush lobbied hard for the renewal of the Patriot Act in 2004 and said this when the issue was raised by some who were afraid that their civil rights would be violated if their phones were tapped without their knowledge.
A wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so.
President Bush in April of last year. A New York court has found the city's transit union in contempt.
And in punishment for such criminal contempt, the defendant, Local 100, is hereby fined $1 million per day beginning today, the 20th of December, 2005.
State Supreme Court Justice Theodore Jones, millions of commuters starting the long walk home. Federal judge in Pennsylvania has ruled teaching intelligent design as an alternative to the theory of evolution is unconstitutional. Eric Rothschild represents a group of parents who sued the Dover Area School District in Pennsylvania.
Really the best word to describe what the board did and what he found is they were selfish. They imposed their own religious viewpoint on a community that has diverse religious beliefs.
Casey Luskin with the Discovery Institute in Seattle.
We obviously think that there were some major flaws in this decision.
MoneyScope, Dow off 31 points today, NASDAQ off a fraction. You're listening to ABC News.
Just in time. It's the two-day mega sale at Kohl's. Get spectacular savings store-wide Tuesday and Wednesday only. Save 50 to 60% on family sweaters and winter outerwear. Take 50% off all play school and little types toys. Get a KitchenAid Classic Plus stand mixer for $159.99. Remington razors for just $59.99. And take an extra 10% off fine and sterling silver jewelry. Already 50 to 60% off. The two-day mega sale Tuesday and Wednesday at Kohl's. Expect great things.
You know, when it comes to car batteries failing, it happens to all of us. That's why Interstate Batteries has developed the ED18 tester so you'll know before your battery fails. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, encouraging you to get your battery tested. Get the peace of mind that comes from knowing you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit interstatebatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested, trusted. Interstate Batteries.
It is 4:03. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. We have just received the names of the two victims of that deadly meth lab fire and explosion in High Ridge from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Glenn Boyer identifies the two victims who were killed as 24-year-old Dawn Presley of House Springs and 19-year-old James McCall of High Ridge. A third suspect was arrested and has been charged by the Jefferson County Prosecutor's Office. That suspect is identified as 24-year-old Joshua Miller of High Ridge, who is charged with multiple counts. Miller remains jailed right now in Hillsboro on a $200,000 cash-only bond. We'll have more information on that story for you coming up in our 5 o'clock report. Meantime, one person has suffered burns in a fire that destroyed an auto repair shop in the 3300 block of Washington Avenue. KTRS's Chris Pilsick joins us live from the scene. Chris.
Hey, Brian, we don't have an update on that person's condition at this time. We're told that he suffered serious burns, possibly to one of his arms. This building is a total loss. The roof is all ripped down. The windows are gone. Firefighters now sifting through the charred rubble, trying to find a cause. The burned-up car is sitting inside. Tires are laying all over the side of the building. Firefighters wrapping up, cleaning off their ladders and wrapping up the hoses. Now just trying to determine what started it, Brian.
KTRS's Chris Bilsick reporting live from the scene of an auto repair shop that burned down this afternoon in the 3300 block of Washington Avenue. The driver of the SUV involved in a head-on collision with an Alton police officer will face aggravated DUI charges.
Alcohol was, open liquor was found at the scene of the accident in the vehicle.
Alton Police Chief Chris Sullivan says Officer Sam Riney was on normal patrol on Fosterburg Road when his patrol car was suddenly struck.
From the information that we have preliminarily, that vehicle pulled into his lane, and struck the vehicle head-on before either driver had a chance to react. They just pulled out into the oncoming traffic.
Riney has been with the Alton Police Department for almost a year. He suffered several broken bones and has undergone several surgeries. The driver of the SUV and two passengers were not seriously injured.
The Missouri Supreme Court says the public should be allowed into the juvenile court hearings for a 12-year-old girl accused of murdering her little sister. Today's ruling overturns a decision in March by a St. Louis judge who had been challenged in court by news organizations. Despite being excommunicated, the new pastor of St. Stanislaus Kanska Church will hold a news conference tomorrow afternoon. Father Merrick Bozic and the six-member lay board were excommunicated last week. A church spokesman says the Polish-American community of St. Louis and its supporters will celebrate Bozic's arrival with a 10 p.m. Christmas Eve Mass. Two services are planned on Christmas morning. And the vice chairman, president, and CEO of the Doe Run Company will retire. January 1st, his president, Jeffrey Zelms, will retire as vice chairman and chief executive officer April 1st. Bruce Neal, the president of Doe Run Peru, will succeed Zelms as president. He'll relocate to St. Louis. Neal will also assume the position of CEO when Zelms retires in April. Simmons Cooper Market report: the Dow ends the day down 30, the NASDAQ down 1, the S&P down 1 point. News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller's Weather Plus forecast for tonight: partly cloudy, a low of 25. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. Fair skies, 35 degrees. Our current temperature at 406. I'm Brian Helmsworth, KTRS News.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here from my friends at Window World. You've heard me talk about how great Window World is. $189 per window installed, and then the best windows at the best price. How do I know that? Well, they come with the Energy Star logo, and the Energy Star logo is the only one granted by the U.S. Department of Energy and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as the most advanced energy-efficient products on the market. So not only do you get a great price, $189 installed per window, but you also get the most energy-efficient windows on the market. Also, by using low-E glass and argon gas, you will save on your energy bill. Now, when you call Window World, ask about their fuel savings pledge, and you can save up to 35% on your heating bills. Don't forget to mention the Big 550 KTRS and receive $50 off your order. 314-993-1800 or check them out online, windowworldinc.com. For window minimum, 314-993-1800. You need windows. It's Window World.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. 10 years ago, I started the Mutual Fund Store in a basement office, and now there are locations from coast to coast. Why did this concept grow so fast? Because it meets a need. Investors need an advisor that will recommend the best funds, regardless of the fund family. Investors need to know that we meet personally with fund managers to make sure that their investment philosophy is sound. Investors need to have their funds monitored daily for consistency of performance. Investors need advice that isn't driven by commissions, loads, or marketing incentives. At the Mutual Fund Store, we charge a small fee based on the value of your portfolio, so our success is tied to your success. Every recommendation we make to buy, sell, or hold a fund is determined exclusively by what is best for you. Isn't that what you need? If you have at least $50,000 of investments, call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
How would you like to eliminate a dirty house, and even better, the soapy, crunchy residue in your carpet forever? Well, I tell you about my friends at Zero Res because it is the right way to clean, and who has time for the wrong way to clean? Because you just waste money and you waste so much time. Call Zero Res today and trust me, you will be a believer. In the carpet cleaning area, it's free of soap, no detergents, no dry cleaning chemicals. This patented proven technology has now been embraced by Mohawk. Yes, a leading carpet manufacturer. They say that it is environmentally friendly, and the Mohawk Group has begun recommending and using Zero Res on its customer claims throughout the country. And wait until you see how they can clean the tile and grout in your home. It would take you 6 months and a can of cleanser with a toothbrush, and you still couldn't get it as clean as Zero Res. 1-866-ZERO-RES. 1-866-ZEROREZ. 866-937-6739, spelled backwards or forwards. Zero Res is the right way to clean.
We all know there's no place like home for the holidays, especially when it comes to dealing with holiday stress. If you're stressing out about gas prices and heating bills, and now have to worry about holiday shopping and rising credit card bills, there's no place like your home to put hundreds, even thousands of dollars in cash back in your pocket every month, starting now. First Option Mortgage's Options Plus program has helped thousands of people just like you. So if you have a $200,000 mortgage and you're paying more than $650 a month, call now, 314-400-9800. Let us put the ho, ho, ho back in your holidays. First Option Mortgage, 400-9800. Ask about skipping up to two mortgage payments. First Option Mortgage, 314-400-9800.
First Option Mortgage, the people you call first.
400-9800.
This holiday season, give an amazing gift that will last a lifetime. Name a star after someone. Call International Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com.
A Christmas toast of holiday cheer begins with Lucas Liquor Superstore. That's Lucas with a K. Clarkson in Manchester next to Kmart. Or call 636-227-4543.
Coming in the spring of 2006.
Let's go!
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas. Shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered year. I'll look at night comes for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she'll get a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas when each kid hangs off his sock. It's a time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock.
This guy sounds like everybody at the mall in the kiosk now that owns the kiosk.
Russian.
On the night before Christmas, it's still in the house. My family is sleeping, so I'm quiet like a mouse. I look at my watch, and midnight is near. I think I'll sneak out for a cool glass of beer.
This Johnny
down
Memphis
at the corner, the crowd is so merry, I end up by drinking about 12 Palmanieri. I get to bed late, and gee, yes, how I'm sleeping. Then on to my bed, those darn kids, they come leaping. They sit on my face and they jump on my belly.
I think that's enough.
They scream Merry Christmas. And my poor wife and me, we stumble downstairs and she lights off the tree. My head is exploding. My mouth tastes like a pickle.
Oh my God.
I get on the street and put on a tricycle.
Oh, God.
Just before Christmas dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. Forever the year, we don't speak to each other.
Oh, my God.
After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. Oh. They're both awful screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right. And my goofy relations, they join in the fight. Back in the corner, the radio's playing. And over the racket, Gabriel Heater is saying, peace on earth, everybody, and goodwill toward men. And just at that moment, someone slugs Uncle Ben. They all run outside whooping for the neighbors well here. Oh, I'm so glad Merry Christmas comes just once a year.
All right, let's sing.
Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas, but they still have lots of fun. Just the same as you, I enjoy it too.
Yogi Jorgensen.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, beautiful. Ray Hayes on the organ. Wow, that was nice.
Can I get a copy of that so I can listen to it back to back with the hippopotamus song on the way home?
Huckling
Finn. Yeah.
Holy cow.
I love those things,
well,
though.
Well, you but found that, the good ones today.
That sounds like every guy in the kiosks at the mall. You know, have you noticed that all the kiosks, I mean, they're loaded now in the hallways at the mall. They are loaded. And I walk up and I ask somebody about something in the kiosk, and he goes, well, what you do is you take them to some store and you go, just one, see some tournament. I'm like, did I call?
And Dan said, I'll take 10.
Yeah. I feel like I've called somewhere to get computer help or something.
I didn't notice that they're all foreign.
Oh man, yeah. Foreign. Yeah, the one guy that stopped me yesterday or the other day over the weekend that started filing my nails and stuff, he's...
filing your nails?
Oh, yeah, he was about this yesterday.
Stops me and starts filing my stupid nails and then gives me this dead sea salt to rub on my hands. And I'm talking like these. The dead sea salt. I'm like, dead sea salt? He goes, do you know about dead sea salt? I'm like, no. I don't go to the Dead Sea.
How can they actually make money on those little kiosks?
I don't know, but I wonder what they rent for.
Well, they come in for Christmas because there's not as many kiosks there.
Oh, no.
They come in for Christmas.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying, I wonder how much it costs that vendor to rent that little kiosk. I mean, do you remember here at the One Shop Mall here at Westport?
Oh, yes.
We had a little kiosk out here, and what were they selling?
The T-shirts.
And tie-dye T-shirts.
Oh,
tie-dye T-shirts, yeah, from the Grateful Dead. That's what it looked like.
Didn't they have a jewelry one, too, or something?
I think
like
so,
that?
Yes.
Yeah. That lady had
nobody ever bought
it. Never!
Ever!
That's right. That's right.
So
they kept it locked up most of the time, didn't they?
Yeah.
Nobody bought anything.
Yeah, she was never there. I don't know.
I mean, I have no idea if they would get $100, $300, $500 a month.
It has to be profitable because there's a lot of them out there.
Oh, yeah.
It just depends on what mall you're in and what town you're in.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joe Hipperson's going to come up here and let us know what is out on video, CDs. He's going to let us know what's coming out today. But we'll hit the phones again. Huh? What do you say?
Sure.
It's like Barbara's up first there.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi. Well, you know what? I had a traffic report, but oh, my God, it's been so long. They probably cleaned it up by now.
Oh.
What was it in?
It was on, I'm Barb from Festus, by the way. I talk to you a lot. But it was at...
Your traffic bulletin.
Your turn.
Yeah. Barb. Okay, it was at 55 at Richardson Road, and there was a big accident. It was a pickup truck really got smashed up, but I don't know if a car went off the side of the road or exactly where the other car went, but I'm sure it's backed up there for now.
Oh,
and
I'm
yesterday,
sure.
I saw the chase on Highway 55, and I tried to call you guys. I actually saw the guy go into the median down there.
Really?
I watched that on TV last night.
Well, I thought in real life, it was exciting.
Good.
But anyway, I was laughing about your kiosk thing. Oh, shoot. I was laughing about your kiosk thing. Those are very, very expensive.
I would think so.
They're like $1,000-something or more probably now. Yeah, I had a friend who was going to rent one, and they decided not to because they didn't think they'd make enough. But they're very, very expensive. And those guys that come out with your hand, you know, trying to grab your hand.
Yes.
I did that one time. Now I'm like, do not, you know, I'm like, don't touch my hands.
Yeah, get away from me.
Yeah, it's really very interesting, but I guess you have to be aggressive.
Yeah, and it's almost like you're in Mexico or somewhere, and they jump out from the huts after you.
Yeah.
You know, I've kind of put my hands in my pockets when I go by there now.
Yeah. There you go.
And I did love that song. That was funny. And I think that was kind of nasty, wasn't it?
I think it was.
And there were a couple dirty parts.
Yeah,
kind of
nasty. Yeah, there were dirty parts.
Well, sitting on people's faces.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sounds like Christmas to me. How about going to that guy's house for Christmas?
Hey, have a great Christmas.
You too,
yeah,
Barbara.
Thanks.
One guy just called in and said, one mall he used to be a vendor at around here was a $10,000 for 1 month.
Oh, my God.
Yes, to rent the kiosk.
Well, you'd have to have high dollar stuff.
Wow.
You can't sell Tupperware at a $10,000 a month kiosk, I wouldn't think.
No, and some of those places, they have these little, there's one at South County, and it's not there all year. It's just there for Christmas, and they have these little glass, like pianos and little
hand-blown glass.
Yeah, little glass things and stuff, and they're not that expensive.
I don't know.
And then there's another one. It was actually kind of cool, this one. They had some really cool prints and pictures and stuff that was framed. And then there was another one with a remote control car, and the guy owned the remote control car thing and
He had, like, it was rugs, it was throw rugs and big rugs and blankets and stuff, and it was all, like, team stuff, like Rams and Packers and the Cardinals and all that stuff. Hmm. It was actually kind of neat.
And then what?
Nothing. I bought something.
Of course you
did. Annie's up next here.
Hello, Annie.
Hi, Merry Christmas, gang.
Merry
Christmas.
Thank you. I have to tell you, I was laughing so hard at that poem, but the funniest part to me was the accent. It kept going between Norwegian and Irish. It cracked me up. So thanks for making my day.
Oh, thanks, Annie. Happy to. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And here comes Jack.
Where is he?
He's old.
There we go. Hello, Jack. How you doing?
Hey, I am in the PM, and I'm running you
through.
I just wanted to make a comment about those kiosks, too. I think I might have the answer to it, because we were discussing these issues the other day, some businessmen and I, and we decided that some of these guys are coming from these other countries, but you see, they're getting government help. They're getting government grants and such to help pay for those kiosks, and that helps them in being able to afford to get into them spots. And then they can run up some of that money.
Yeah.
And I know that there's some other business ventures that they're taking into over here because of countries like Turkey. They can come over here and they talk with a funny accent, and they'll tell you they're Bosnian, or they'll tell you they're Russian, or tell you all this other stuff, but they're actually they're from the country of Turkey because they've changed the laws so that they have to have a passport, naturally, to get in here, and they have to have a clean record in the passport proving that who they are. But they don't have to have a visa or a work visa like you and I would need if we went to their country and started a business.
Yeah.
So when they come over here, then they can run up the bills, make some money, and then take off and go back to their country, and they've made a bunch of money. And they send in one of their other relatives to come in, oh, I'm sorry, we're under new management now. You know, I'm so sorry. They say, well, that was my cousin. He owes you the money, not me. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And that's the kind of stuff that goes on. And I know that it's happened to a business that I was working with, and that's what makes me think when I go to these malls and I see them coming out, they want to touch my hands and rub lotions on me.
Yeah.
I ain't go back to your country and rub lotion on me.
You'll go back and rub a lotion on somebody else.
Now, if Karen came out there and wanted to rub lotion
on me, that'd
be just fine. By the way, Karen would have a closed-in kiosk.
Yeah.
See you, Jack.
Yeah, with a little curtain around it. Pretty cool. Yeah. All right, I got to go now because now I got to go take a cold shower.
All right.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
See you, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Can we keep going?
Yeah, let's keep going.
All Dave's up next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's happening? AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I got a Christmas song I haven't heard this year, and you guys have got to hear it. It's Blue Christmas by Seymour Swine. Have you heard that?
Oh, no, the Blue Christmas were Porky Pig?
Porky Pig. It's called, but it's by Seymour Swine, it says.
I'll have a blue.
You mean Porky Pig? So
yeah, we played that
one
already.
Yeah, we played it once.
Yeah,
we
played it again.
That would make me laugh every time I hear that.
All right, guys.
Yeah, we'll play
Merry
again.
Christmas.
You too, Dave.
You too, Dave.
And a happy holiday.
Oh. Hey,
thank
and a happy
you
holiday
too.
And everything else.
All right, see you.
Bye-bye.
Eric's up next.
Okay. Hello,
Hi.
Eric.
Hi.
How are you?
I just had a comment about the kiosk, which everybody else seems to be talking about. But Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You, Eric. You too.
Hi, Karen.
Hello, Eric.
Hello.
I used to run one for about 2 years out in the mall in Fairview Heights.
Yeah.
Oh, well and, right away, Eric, can you tell us about how much the rent was on a monthly basis?
It was about 10 years ago, but they were $1,500.
1500 10 years ago.
Wow,
okay.
Too bad.
Like rock and roll t-shirts and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did pretty well. I mean, it was worth it.
Yeah.
It has to be because there's a lot of them out there and they can't all be losing money.
Yeah. I wasn't just seasonal though. I was there. I was there for a couple years.
Yeah, I'm sure if you're there and you're going to be there for a long time, they probably give you a break on the rent, but if you're coming in for just the holidays,
they're going to jack it up a little bit, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're from Turkey and you're coming in. Oh, man.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Eric.
Merry
Thanks,
Christmas.
Eric. Here comes another Eric.
Another one?
Mm-hmm.
Two Erics. An Eric twin spin. Hello, Eric.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I actually need some help.
Oh, you need the problem solvers?
Yeah, I think I do, and I think either you guys or some of the listeners can help me out with this.
Okay, well, you've come to the right place because we are...
The Problem Solvers.
All right, the head problem solver's on vacation, but go ahead, Eric.
Well, you guys are probably better anyway.
Oh,
sure.
And I'm not going to go to one of those kiosks to find it, but I've been looking for some Mexican chocolate.
Mexican chocolate?
It's supposed to be a special chocolate. It has a very unique flavor. I believe they use it for drinking, but it needs. I need it for a recipe my daughter's trying to make for a chocolate cake.
Oh,
well, I'd fly to Mexico.
Don't they have, man.
I figured we had enough of them up here. I didn't need to go anywhere.
Yeah, don't they have, like, Mexican grocery stores?
Yeah,
around?
There are.
No, I've tried Deerberg's. I've tried World Market. I've tried just about every place you can think of to include out in St. Charles. I think there's a Mexican store out there.
And you've looked
none
online?
Of them have it.
Have you looked online at all?
Well, it's all from college. I'm not going to order. That'd take forever to enjoy it.
Yeah, really.
That'd be like a fruitcake after a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll put out the call for some, if anyone knows where to pick up some Mexican chocolate.
Is there a certain name you're looking for?
No.
Okay.
Nope, not at all. And you guys have a good Christmas.
All right. Oh, thanks, Eric.
See you too, Eric. Keep listening. I'm sure somebody will call in. Everybody knows where something is.
Wait a minute.
What?
You don't have to tell me to keep listening.
Oh,
I mean, anybody that turns you guys off, that's just wrong.
Oh, man.
What a guy.
All right, guys. Have a good New Year's, too.
Thank you, Eric.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this may be a dumb question. What's the difference between Mexican chocolate and what we know as chocolate?
I don't know. He said there was something with the recipe that made
it
different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the flavor. Know. Yeah, you're crazy.
It was
you?
A dumb question.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I'll shut up now.
Okay. Okay, we'll just go right here. Who's that?
Bill.
Hello, Bill.
How you doing?
Hello,
Bill. No, Frank's on vacation.
Frank's on vacation.
Gary?
No.
This is KTRF?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. I just was a little unsure there. I can add a little insight for you, maybe on the kiosks. $10,000, like the one guy told Karen.
Yeah.
That's probably for the 2 or 2.5 months. You know what I mean? $10,000 a month is outrageous because the guy that they have, and it's not the owner, they put somebody in there. My sister had a boyfriend for a couple of years, and that's all he does is run kiosks during the holiday season.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, in the spring, they fly out to Vegas for some kiosk convention.
Oh, my God.
It shows them what sells. Like, you know, the map remote control car, that was a big one.
Yeah.
The scarf that you pull over your head and turns into a neck warmer.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Turns into a hood, right. That's where all that stuff originates from.
So,
really?
So 10,000 you think is for, like, the whole holiday season?
And that better be a top-tier mall, too, because he wanted me to do it for him over the holiday season. He was going to pay me, like, $6,000 or $7,000 for the 2 months, so...
Wow.
They must rake some money in if they have a good product.
You know, yeah, I'll bet you they do. If they like remote control cars, I think those sell really well.
Right.
And those UFOs.
Yeah.
But it's, the money, of course, you're there bell to bell, but it's only for what? 50 days or so.
Yeah, it's not that long.
Well, and that is your overhead. Mm-hmm. That's
right,
it.
Absolutely. And that's why a lot of them that actually own them don't hire it. But he's probably had... at least 3 or 4 in each mall.
Yeah.
So he can't oversee, of course, all of them.
You know, and when you mentioned they go to a kiosk convention, really, if you think about it, there's a convention for everything.
Oh, there is.
Absolutely. But that's where they get the ideas from, you know. I guess those are like B-rated inventions.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, that's good.
Okay,
news.
Well, that's it.
All right, Bill, thanks.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I had some calls about the Mexican chocolate.
Really?
Two places. There's a Mexican grocery store on Manchester Road, a little bit east of New Baldwin Road. He didn't know the name of it. And then Mark called in and said there's another place he thinks you can get Mexican chocolate, Cherokee Street at Jefferson.
Oh, that's the antique district down there.
Yeah. Right near Antique Street, he said.
Yeah.
Right in there. So, yeah, there's two options.
That's not a run. Yeah, there you go. Wow. All right. There you go, Eric. So hopefully you can find them there.
Yeah.
Try
bake
some,
up
couple
that
of
cake
those places.
Recipe.
Yeah. Should we, I guess.
Let's take a couple more calls.
All right, we'll do a couple more calls. Hang on, Hipperson. We'll be right with you.
Sure.
Okay, who we have here?
That's a Don.
Hello, Don.
Afternoon.
How are you,
Don?
Afternoon.
Can you tell me what Kwanzaa music is? I mean, Christians have Christmas music. The Jewish faith has Adam Sandler's
Hanukkah?
Christmas song. Hanukkah.
Yeah. The Hanukkah song.
They have other stuff, too.
After the Kwanzaa, what do you think for Kwanzaa?
No, I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know what they do. I know they have music. They do candles.
It's probably more native music, maybe.
We're not sure, Don.
Okay, well, I should have been a question about a problem solved, but I've been wondering because, you know, I keep seeing Kwanzaa, I keep creeping into everything.
I know.
Kwanzaa, no, it's Kwanzaa.
Yeah, Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, it's Banzai. Yeah.
I'm sure the Japanese have a Japanese song for Christmas.
Yeah.
Amen to PM, you guys have a good holiday.
Bye. Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
What the heck is that? Okay, who is
it? Josh.
Hello, Josh.
What's going on?
Nothing
much.
Well, good. I know where you can find a Mexican Chico, a guy named Chico. He's Mexican.
No, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh. That I can't help you with.
Loco Coco.
I did want to get in on kiosk talk.
Yeah, this is great. Yes,
I called about these people. I called this show about these people probably a year ago. And how they grab your hand and want to put lotion and stuff like that on it. And you guys just, you know, well, I should say the lesser of the members who aren't there right now. He just kind of blew me off.
Well, I don't think you went. I don't know. Frank doesn't like to shop. I love to shop.
What?
I love shopping. Yeah, it's really weird because Debbie hates shopping. We're totally opposite.
Well, I work in a mall right now, and that's why I called, because I work in a mall, and they have one of these kiosks with these people from Turkey. Is where they? Oh no, they were from Israel, but the guy who's there now is from Turkey.
Yeah.
But they bring them in for, you know, a couple of months. They work open to close from, you know, depending on what the mall hours are, from the time the store opens to the time the store closes, and they're the most annoying people in the world.
Wow.
I think that has to be one of the pre-qualifications in order to obtain the position, but I could be wrong. I don't know, but it seems that way.
Can you be very annoying? Yes, I could be very, very annoying.
Exactly. Yeah. I am AM in the PM. I'm a former guest. Hi, Karen.
Oh, hello, Josh.
You guys might remember me. My dad was having brain surgery.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Is he doing well?
Well... Yes and no. I told you, Karen, that he lost his job after all the surgeries. He ended up having three surgeries. He lost his job, which in turn lost his insurance, but they ended up having to cash in the 401k, went back, got another MRI, and the tumor's still there, but it's not growing. So I don't know if good or bad or what.
Well, that's better than if it were growing.
Yeah, right? If it's not growing, it's good.
It's not growing and it's not cancerous, so it's just basically a cyst inside his noodle. But
that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, like I said, he's in good spirits. If anybody, you know, needs somebody, we've been working in the photo printing, laser jet printing industry. If anybody needs somebody, they can, you know, put the number out there or something. Guy needs a job bad, so.
Oh, maybe Trevor could take it off the air.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold, Josh, and get your dad's name. What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Tom.
Tom? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, and then what does he do?
Well, he worked for a company. I don't want to give them any kind of advertisement, but he worked in the finishing industry, basically in digital graphics. He did a lot of the computer work, laser printing. Worked with a laser printer, did it loading and unloading and stuff. I mean, it's difficult to explain. He's been looking at places like sign shops and anything that has a laser printer and they need an operator for.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what he's leaning towards, I think. So.
Okay.
But, you know, right now, I think he'd take anything. He's in his mid-50s, and he's in good health, aside from the little bump. But, you know, that's not something that's going to keep him from being able to do his job effectively. So,
hey, we'll take your number, and Trevor will take your number. And then if somebody calls in with something, because we had a guy call in.
Yeah, we did.
Like a week or two ago.
A week or two ago, and he got a job.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Somebody called and gave him a job.
You just never know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And,
That would be a what do they call it? A Christmas miracle or something?
Great, yeah, it would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
All right, well, Merry Christmas.
All right, well, thanks, Jerry.
Hang on here, Josh. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right, there we go. I guess we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to Joe Hipperson and find out what's out new on CDs and DVDs and everything else on the Big 550 KTRS.
Brush, 2, 3, 4. Brush, 2, 3, 4.
How much more brushing must we do, sire?
You are the cavity guard. You must brush all your life. It is your job to eat and drink healthy and keep those teeth clean.
Eating healthy, sir?
Yes, eating healthy. By making good food choices, you keep teeth clean and strong and free of cavities. Now, keep brushing while I inspect the fluoride troops.
How's it going over here, boys?
Very good, sire. We're keeping tooth decay at bay.
Good work. It is up to us to keep the community safe. Now get moving. There are mouths to save.
The battle against cavities and tooth decay doesn't end at the dentist's office. You must practice good brushing and eating habits at home and share those with your family members, too. Checkups, cleanings, and good food choices will lead to strong, healthy teeth for all. To learn other ways to protect your family's oral health, go to mosmiles.org.
4:36 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jackopter 550. Had word from a listener, problems on 55 today again.
Again, we've been having quite a few problems. The one I've got is on southbound 55 here on right at Richardson Road. Actually, it's on the exit ramp there on at Richardson Road off of southbound 55. There's an accident there with some lane restrictions. Those two lanes are usually backed up just a little bit about to the Church Road overpass as the rush hour gets on. That's going to happen a lot sooner than later, I guess you'd say. Westbound 44, we've also got an accident at 141. The flatbed truck is there to haul it away. It's still blocking the left lane, though. Westbound 44 is backed up to 270 because of this. Westbound 70 is slow at Mid Rivers. Westbound 40 is slow just west of Kings Highway off through Hanley. Eastbound 40 is slowing down in Hanley as well. Eastbound 270 slows from McDonald through the Innerbelt. There was an earlier stalled vehicle at Wylight. That has been cleared. Southbound 270 is Ladue to Doherty Ferry. And northbound 170, there was a disabled vehicle at Olive. That as well has been cleared. This traffic report is being brought to us by Comtrax Day and Night Severe Cold and Sinus. It's specifically formulated to break up sinus congestion while quickly relieving headache and sinus pain. Comtrax knocks out every kind of cold symptoms. I'm Mike Waynes on the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper on the Big 550 KTRS.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the royal tombs of Ur. Now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli, and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the royal court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
The following message is a community service reminder from people who care.
Don't let your holiday season end in tragedy for someone you love. This is Lisa Bowie of Bowie Funeral Homes and St. Charles Memorial Gardens. We see the end results of drunk driving far too often. The holidays should be a special time for family and friends to be together, but not in a funeral home. So enjoy the holidays, and please don't drink and drive.
A community service reminder from Bowie. Because your family means so much. Bowie Funeral Homes in St. Charles, O'Fallon, and Wentzville. And our new Funeral and Memorial Center off I-70 in Cave Springs at St. Charles Memorial Garden. Bowie Funeral Homes Crematory Cemetery and Flower Shop in St. Charles County. Bowie, honoring life for three generations. Visit www.bowie.com.